the closing session. We would like my God brothers and God sister to give a nice message and blessing to all of us before we part from each other's association on this very auspicious yatra. Begin with Mahamuni Prabhu.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutare Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamineti Namani. Namaste Saraswati Devam Gauravani Pichani Nirvasesha Sunyavadi Paskachare Satara.
First, I must begin with thanking all of you to allow me to come and associate with you and take shelter of your kind qualities. It's, as I mentioned the other day, I wanted to come so many times, and now Krishna has allowed me to come and take shelter of the Vaishnavas. There are so many memorable things that stand out in my mind. One, last night I was dancing in so many circles. I was dancing and the devotees would embrace me in each circle. And in one circle I went by the Mataji section in the back. And there was some of our more mature matas, the senior class. They were in the back. And I just kind of folded my hands and I said something about making circles. And one said, "You want to be with the old people?" And I said, "I am the old people." So she took my hands and we began to dance. So we danced in the circle and the other matas began to dance. So that will be memorable for me. That was very nice. So that is a memory I can take with me, because she was very loving, and then she bowed down and touched the ground, very kind to me. So I felt embraced by all the devotees. And the other thing was just the opportunity to dance with Radhanath Maharaj and be in the kirtan with so many wonderful devotees, trying to hear the holy name, trying to absorb the holy name and allow it to make your body dance. You know, Krishna makes us dance. When Prabhupada went into Boston Harbor, he was not sure why Krishna had sent him to this hellish place. And he said, "I am your puppet, and if you want, you can make me dance, make me dance, make me dance." So as we take Krishna into our heart, whether we're in hellish place or some transcendental place like this, you allow the holy name to go into the heart, you can't do anything but dance. Srila Prabhupada said, if you feel ecstasy, then dance. He said, if you don't feel ecstasy, then dance and you'll feel ecstasy. So by this opportunity to be able to enter into a kirtan with devotees so serious about hearing and chanting and dancing, this is, you know, it's Chaitanya Leela. This is part of the Chaitanya Leela. In the future, this will be written, and the devotees will be able to read about the pastimes of Puniyatra and all the great devotees. Huh? Now we read about Srivas Thakur and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and so many great souls. But you are also the great souls to be able to come, dance with you, dance with Maharaj, be able to enter into this mood of the kirtan. For me, it's been a wonderful experience for me to hear from so many great souls, all the Maharajas, Somadas Prabhu and Mataji, so many. We are hearing so many wonderful statements. So for me, That will be a memory I'll be able to take back, these memorable things. And then finally, one of the things that is most encouraging to me, in yesterday's class, I believe it was yesterday's class, Radhanath Swami was speaking that above all, we should not give up the fight. That no matter how Maya kicks us or how our mind attacks us, that we should never give up the fight. We should always fight to remain in Krishna consciousness, to remain fixed in the association of devotees. Sometimes, you know, the mind wants to tell you that there's other things to do, other places to be, other people to meet. But this is the mind talking. We should never give up the fight. Fight to come and associate with the devotees. Fight to hear the Bhagavatam from those devotees. Fight to chant the holy name. If we're able to do that, that we'll be able to get out of this world in this lifetime. And so for me, when I come here and see all of you fighting the good fight, you know, it's in the morning sometimes you see the devotees, some devotees do like this when they chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. You know, they're trying to fight off Maya somehow, isn't it? Some devotees just shake their head, shake their head, shake their head. So you see them fighting the good fight. They're fighting the good fight against the mind. So when you come here, you become very encouraged to see the devotees fighting to absorb themselves in Krishna. So these are the memories that I'll take to be able to see. And when I look at all of you, and I think, what will they take home? What will you take home with you? You know, the taste of the prasadam, I'll remember that. We had some very good prasad. Was the prasad good?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So much nice prasadam. And right on time. Right on time, every day, wasn't it? Right on time. We never had to think, is it going to be prasadam? There was so much prasadam. So I was thinking, what will the devotees take home? You know, that cold shower they took that morning and came out here and sat in the job. No, I don't think so. I think when I look at all of you, I see you'll take home some of the memories I'm taking home. The dancing, the chanting, Maharaj's lectures, you know, questions and answers. So many wonderful things. So I thank you. I want to thank you and I want to encourage you to continue. But whatever you take home from here, that you give it to somebody who couldn't come here. Machchita madgata prana bodhiyantas paraspara. That you preach to the other devotees. Bodhiyantas paraspara. Not just preaching to the non-devotees. Is that the thoughts of my pure devotees dwell in me, and then they preach to each other. But sometimes we have to preach to each other. Katayantascha. You have to talk about Krishna always. So Maharaj had been stressing that for 3 days. I'll take that away. Always talk about Krishna with each other. Not just how can I live with my demoniac relative? There was one question the other day. Yeah. The idea is always talk about Krishna. There's one rule in Krishna consciousness. Always remember Krishna. And there's a prohibition, never forget Krishna. And everything else supports that one rule. Everything. We go to Mangal Arati, we follow the principles, we associate with the rule, everything just to help us remember Krishna. That's the only rule. So if you can take that with you, that I want to fight the fight so that I'll always remember Krishna. And I'll never forget him. And I'm going to tell everybody I know this very secret. I'm going to tell them not to forget Krishna. And if they don't know who Krishna is, I'm going to tell them who Krishna is. And if you take that away today, next year we'll have 7,000 people here. Because it exponentially, spiritual life is dynamic. And it will expand and expand and expand. Krishna Chandra Prabhu might have to buy out these other bungalows. Because all the devotees will come. So we don't know. We don't know. But we do know that Krishna is ever expanding, and whatever you talk about Krishna, it's contagious and it will be expanding. So I'll take that home with me, and I hope you take that home with you. And I thank you again for allowing me to enter into this transcendental atmosphere that you've created and Maharaj has created. You're an expansion of all of Maharaj's Krishna conscious visions, and you're making them a reality for all of us. So thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
For your kindness in my first and second trips to India, for your welcoming me and letting me be a part of this family. It's been really healing for me. I really appreciate the moments that I have with you. So thank you. And I want to thank all of you. Because I don't know if you realize how much you provide for others. Radhanath Marj is really creating Vaishnava culture. And you're all a part of that. And when you take that culture and really share it with others, just as you've shared with me, you really have no idea the impact you can have on so many people. Never underestimate the power of small acts of kindness. Actually, sometimes we think we're so insignificant we can't do anything very great. But Krishna doesn't need anything great. It's those really small things that we do on a day-to-day basis that make such a difference for our family, for our friends, for the Association of Devotees, and for Prabhupada's movement. It's the day-to-day way in which we treat one another that actually develops our Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness isn't something far away. It's something right now. Am I being Krishna conscious right now? How am I treating the person who's next to me? And this is what Marj is really emphasizing, and it's so important, and we can practice it every single day. So I want to thank all of you for being a part of my healing, for providing me with so much love and care. It's touched my heart, and I had so much fun dancing. And please take this mood back with you to your friends and your family, and practice it every day, every moment. And when you don't practice it, then recognize, wow, I wasn't practicing it and that didn't feel so nice. So let me again take up the practice. And one more thing I just want to share. If you ever want a really nice opportunity for Vaishnava Seva and Brijbasi Seva. The Barshana Eye Camp is a wonderful, wonderful experience. And it happens every year. And it's too late for this year, but next year, if you have that inclination, it's a very wonderful opportunity. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Paraya Krishna Pastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharne Nivasesha Sunyavadi Pastatade Shatarne. I always have a hard time speaking, especially there's so many elevated Vaishnavs here. Of course, I want to thank, Radhanath Maharaj for inviting me here and giving such wonderful association and classes that I can purify myself by hearing. And his disciples, of course, have made this just a wonderful time for me. I've really been lifted up. I've been taken such good care of. And it's really good to see, my old friend like Krishna Anand. And it makes me happy, so happy to see him. And I live in New Vrindavan, and Govind and Gauranga came through, and Rohini Priya. And they gave such wonderful talks on Krishna consciousness. It was very inspiring. And of course, I want to thank them also. And I was thinking that one time a reporter asked Srila Prabhupada, what he was doing in America. And he said that, "I have just come to give. I'm not coming to take anything. I don't want anything. I'm just giving." And of course he gave such a wonderful gift. And I'm thinking now that this Puniyatra is also a gift from Srila Prabhupada for me. And all of you are also a gift from Srila Prabhupada to me. And when I first came to Krishna consciousness, I could never imagine that there would be such wonderful gifts like this. But now I'm starting to see so many wonderful gifts that Srila Prabhupada, he just wanted to give this to us. It's such an amazing thing. And of course, you're all Srila Radhanath Maharaj's valuable jewels. And I don't have any advice for you. You're doing such a wonderful job. Just keep on doing it. And thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimakti Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesa Sunyavadi Pashyatya De Satarne Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Srivasati Gaura Bhakta Vrindam Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So I've been to many of these Puniyatras, and I find each one is very special, unique, and very much edifying in my spiritual life. This is a wonderful opportunity to take to the essence of Bhakti Yoga, Krishna Consciousness, to associate with Vaishnavas in a mood of hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord, and of course serving the Vaishnavas in a way that pleases the Vaishnavas. So what comes to mind is that this is like we're preparing ourselves for ultimately what we're trying to achieve. And that is, we're trying to go back home, back to Godhead. We're trying to attain our position in the spiritual world again with Krishna and loving devotional service. So these opportunities to come together in such a wonderful setting, they're like little microcosms of the spiritual world. We can dive deeply into the essence of what Krishna consciousness is all about. It's actually, Krishna consciousness is very simple. Chant the holy names of the Lord in the mood of glorifying the Lord. Associate with and serve other Vaishnavas, appreciate other Vaishnavas, learn from other Vaishnavas. Hear the deep philosophical topics about the Supreme Personality of Godhead and about the process of devotional service. Just so much goes deep within our heart and awakens our desire to serve, our desire to renounce the material activities. This is the essence of Krishna. And to take wonderful foodstuffs, food offered to the Lord in devotion, which makes one happy, nourishes the heart, nourishes the mind, nourishes the body. All these things are just very simple, but they're actually very powerful processes. So we've all been somewhat exposed to this essence of Krishna consciousness for 4 days in a very, very wonderful way. So as the devotees have been saying, take this, what we say, concentrated experience of Krishna consciousness and bring it with you when you leave here. Don't forget it. And take whatever you've learned and apply it in your life and grow from that and continue that. Because the whole thing is, we don't belong in this material world. This is not our home. The essence, the highest teaching is that we are Krishna's eternal part and parcel. That's our real identity. We're nothing else but that. And whatever else we may be, whatever roles we may be playing in this world as father or mother or student or professional or just an ordinary worker, whatever, it's all extraneous to who we really are and what we're trying to achieve as far as happiness and success in life. So if we can try to remember that, then we can understand how wonderful this experience is to come together, to be with devotees, to chant, to dance, to hear the philosophy. And then we'll be able to understand what is the purpose of life. So take this with you and continue to do it in your colleges, in your homes, in the temples, wherever you are. And have your own little punayatras. What I'm saying is keep that mood of glorification of the Lord and association with Vaishnavas. Because in this process of Krishna consciousness, there's no negativity. Negativity is the feature of the material energy. And so we're trying to push out negativity by bringing in the positive. We're trying to bring in the light of Krishna's sun and push out the darkness of Maya's illusions. So that is ultimately our desire to reach the perfectional stage. So we don't have to come back to this material world and have to take birth again. And so this punayatra is really something very wonderful because it teaches us what spiritual life, what life is really all about. Hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord in association with Vaishnavas. Because when you get back to the spiritual world, that's what you're going to do. You're going to glorify Krishna with other great personalities and serve Krishna in different ways. Take nice Krishna prasadam, the mercy of Krishna, in different ways. and be eternally in the state of ecstasy and bliss, which is our natural constitutional position. So Puniyatra is just a microcosm of what we're trying to achieve ultimately in the perfection of our existence and back in the spiritual world. So I want to thank all of you for coming and taking part in this. And my only regret was I wasn't able to associate with more devotees. And usually I spend more time associating with the devotees and getting to know different people and getting to meet different people and learning from them and just making new friends. This Puniyatra, I didn't do too much of that, but I felt your presence very powerfully in the kirtans, in the association, and just being here. So I want to thank you all for giving me a wonderful experience, because anyone that helps one on the path back to Godhead is our friend, is our real friend. So each and every one of you are friends to each other, because we were inspiring each other in the goal of life, which is to go back to the spiritual world. So I want to thank you all for coming and for being such wonderful devotees and participating so enthusiastically. I want to thank the organizers, Krishna Chandra, his wife, his family, who worked so hard to make this thing a success. Only those devotees who are so close to them really understand how much they work. I only hear about their activities and how much they put on, but I can imagine they give up everything else just to serve the Vaishnavas in such a wonderful way. So they are very, very special in their desire to please the Vaishnava. And of course, we want to thank His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, who is the spiritual foundation for everything that happens here. His deep, deep understanding of Srila Prabhupada's mood of devotion and how he presents that to the devotees is so satisfying and so wonderful. And the wonderful kirtans that he inspired us to, he sang, he led, he danced so nicely, inspiring everyone else to dance. It was just so wonderful to see how enthusiastic Maharaj was to inspire everyone else and to help us become more and more involved in the process of Krishna consciousness. So we owe Maharaj our life, really. Really. What can we say? So thank you very much. And if I've committed any offenses, which I usually do, that's my nature, please forgive me. I'll try not to do that next time. But thank you very much for allowing me to come and participate in this. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Magyanatamarandasya Gananjana Slaka Chakshani Tamina Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Actually, I just arrived yesterday. So I've missed out on a lot of nectar, I can tell, by hearing the statements of the previous speakers. But somehow Krishna arranged it. I was in Govardhan, and it was -5 there, and I got really sick, and I was thinking I have to go someplace else and try to recover. So I was thinking I would go to Mumbai, where it was a little bit warmer, so I could recover. And as soon as I got off the plane, my mobile phone rang, and I saw it was Damodar Dulal's phone number. I answered the phone, and Damodar Dalal was there. I said, Hari Bol, Damodar Dalal. He said, Radhanath Maharaj wants to talk to you. And I said, oops. It looks like Krishna's arranging for me to recover in a different way than I had planned. I nearly suspected that Krishna was calling. And so Maharaj asked me, you're in Mumbai now. I said, yes, I'm waiting for my baggage in the airport. And so you want to come to Pune Yatra? And as usual, whenever Maharaj has any request of me, I just take the position and say, tell me what to do. So he said, you should come to Pune Yatra. So I've recovered. I was really sick. And, anyways, I don't want to describe all the symptoms that I had. But when I arrived at the airport, I was thinking I'm feeling a little bit better. So maybe I should come and take my medicine, which is to be in the association of Vaishnavas and hearing and chanting and being in Radhanath Maharaj's association, which is always the best medicine for any disease, material or spiritual disease that we may be experiencing. So that's how I got here yesterday. Radhanath Maharaj said you should come, and he spoke to me. He says, it's too late. You'll never get out of Mumbai on Friday night. You'll be in traffic for 3 hours, so you should come early tomorrow morning, which was yesterday morning. And I feel like that somehow that Pune Yatra has become like a place of pilgrimage. And it's a holy place, because that place where the devotees are always chanting Krishna's glories, a very sacred place. And just as in the holy Dham, there is Praudamaya, who protects the Dham from intruders, people who come, who think they have some relationship with Lord Chaitanya. In Navadvipa Dham, Praudamaya is a thin covering that protects those who are proud. They may think they're in the Dham, but they're not actually in the Dham, because Praudamaya is protecting them from it. Protecting the Dham from such intruders. So I feel that yesterday I came as an intruder, but through Maharaj's association, as Lord Nityananda told Jiva Goswami in Navadvipa Dham Mahatmya, that if even proud people, by the mercy of a devotee, can establish some bandha with Lord Chaitanya and become Lord Chaitanya's servant. So I'm thinking that even such a proud person as myself, by the mercy of Radhanath Maharaj, I've been given the opportunity to enter into the Dham and to be in the association of all the servants of Radhanath Maharaj. And I thank you, and I thank him for ordering me to come here. And thank you for tolerating my presence. And this is my third Pune Yatra, and I'm sure it won't be my last, because I'm so much attracted to be in your association. Thank you, Hare Krishna.
I almost feel like praying that you get sick every year at Govardhan. And thus come to give us your divine association. First of all, I offer on behalf of all of the 3,500 devotees who have assembled here over the last 4 days, our gratitude to His Grace Krishna Chandra Prabhu and Her Grace Radha Priya Devi and their family for extending themselves with such unconditional love to serve all of the devotees. Arranging accommodations for 3,500 people is not easy. They do it every year. As far as I could see, they're the last people to go to sleep at night and almost the first people to wake up every morning to serve. Always at hand. Krishna Chandra Prabhu is always somewhere near the gate, between the gate and the front door, and Radha Priya Mataji is practically always at the front door, just making themselves available to everyone and anyone. And the amazing thing is they will never take any credit for anything. They'll give all credit to others. And no doubt there has been very, very sincere, selfless efforts of so many devotees to assist them, more this year than ever before. Let us very enthusiastically, with much gratitude in our heart, offer our thanks to Krishna Chandra Prabhu and his family. And to brahmacharis and everyone else, the list is long, who have extended themselves, some for weeks, to prepare for this festival. It is a mystical opulence of a Vaishnav when they could do so much and they appear not to be doing anything. We were discussing in Tirupati, Anantacharya, that example he gave, how a devotee is like salt. Salt gives the flavor of a preparation, but remains completely unnoticed. We were discussing foundation. Nobody says, nice foundation. When you take prasad, no one says, the salt is so nice. But without the salt, it's tasteless. The salt remains invisible, although it does everything. Vaishnavas prefer to be like that, enthusiastic to do everything, but let everyone else have the credit and the honor. To the degree we have that consciousness, we conquer the heart of Krishna. Let us offer our sincerest gratitude to all those devotees who have worked so hard with the accommodations, with the vehicles and the buses, with the amazing prasadam and all the other activities here. My very sincere gratitude to my God brothers and my God sisters for taking their very precious time to give us the holy association of Srila Prabhupada, who was so much living within their hearts. And special gratitude to each and every one of you personally.
It's quite amazing. 3,500 people in such an inconceivable arrangement. And yet, even when the crowds are all going one place at one time, everybody's going the same place at the same time. Everyone comes to the tent, everyone goes for prasad, everyone goes for their buses. And I didn't hear of any fights or arguments or anything. My conclusion is, for the past 4 days, we have not been in the material world. We have been in the spiritual world. Where everyone is in the mood of servant of the servant. Everyone is eager to serve, eager to hear about Krishna, eager to chant the holy names. Human life is meant for purification. And our Pune Yatra is meant to accelerate the purpose of human life through a very, very strong, concentrated experience where we can become purified together as a wonderful family for Prabhupada and Krishna. Now, you don't have to say Hari Bol to yourself, but loudly chant Hari Bol to offer your gratitude to everyone else who has come for this beautiful pilgrimage to inspire us in our Krishna consciousness. And my hope and my prayer and my humble request is nourish and increase this spirit of gratitude and service to each other beyond the end of Pune Yatra. Let it extend every day for the rest of eternity. Ultimately, I offer my gratitude, and let us together offer our gratitude to His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, for it was His compassion, His love, His compassion for us, and His love for Krishna that is the foundation, the root, the cause of not only the Pune Yatra, but our Krishna consciousness. The Krishna consciousness is of so many millions of people throughout the world. It is why one man's love for Krishna, that just this small little drop from an ocean, the Pune Yatra is just a drop in the ocean of what Prabhupada has done, has brought so many people of so many castes, of so many nationalities, so many religions, so many various backgrounds together in love and trust to help each other to love Krishna. Bhaktivinod Thakur prayed that he wanted people from all over the world. We even have Ganga Prasad Prabhu who came yesterday. He has come from Africa. Are you here, Ganga Prasad Prabhu? There's too many people to see who's here. Pune Temple. Okay. So devotees have come from Bhaktivinod Thakur. It was his prayer that devotees from all over the world come to Sri Mayapur Dham as brothers and sisters with their arms raised, glorifying Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And by Prabhupada's great sacrifice of pure love, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's dream is being fulfilled. Not only in Mayapur, but all over the world. And for the last 4 days, here in Pune. Let us chant in such a way that you cannot chant anymore to offer our expression of gratitude to our beloved founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada. Whatever gifts we have received, they are like seeds that should be watered and nourished every day through our sadhana, through our service attitude. And let us share these gifts in whatever way possible throughout the year with each other and with the world. Thank you very much. According to our tradition, we have one last kirtan. It's a short kirtan because at Pune Railway Station, there are some trains waiting for a vast majority of the devotees. So let us chant very enthusiastically, dance even more enthusiastically, and fill the world with the holy names. Vrindavan Das Thakur tells, when devotees dance in kirtan, their feet purify the entire earth. And when they raise their arms chanting the holy names, they purify the entire universe. Everyone, it's only a few minute kirtan, so let us express our gratitude by our enthusiasm. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasati Gaura Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Chandra Prabhu, could you come and speak a few words? You're not chanting loud enough. Hopefully his words will inspire you to chant louder.
think I speak on behalf of every single person here, that our deepest gratitude to all Srila Prabhupada's disciples and His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj for really initiating this so many years ago and nurturing it, encouraging this, and making this happen. So our family is actually deeply obliged that we are engaged in this service. And I think without all these special souls, I don't think anybody would come here. So really the basis of this is our deepest gratitude to you, Maharaj. Thank you very much.
Krishna Chandra Prabhu has been holding this event for 21 years. The first one was about 50 or 60 devotees. We all fit in the living room for the first 3 years. And then we grew so expansively that we filled up this courtyard here. That question about steadiness, Krishna Chandra Radhapriya and their family, very steady. Wonderful example. Now, are you ready for kirtan? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Arriba! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Rama, 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 Hari Hari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari. Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari, Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari. Hari Va. Hey, ha!
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nithai go Hari go, Hari go. Hari bo, hari bo, hari bo, hari bo, hari bo. Nithai go hari bo, hari bo, hari bo, hari bo. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Jaya, Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Jaya, Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nithai Gau Premanandi.
One more person I would like to speak. Achyuta Priya Prabhu. Please come. Achyuta Priya Prabhu has been organizing, along with His Holiness Niranjan Swami Maharaj, Prabhupada's mission in Ukraine. It is my very sincere opinion that the country of Ukraine, although very few people talk about it because it's not such a politically powerful nation, the most successful preaching of Krishna consciousness in the Western world as a nation, I believe, is the country of Ukraine. How many temples? Thirteen temples. And how many Namhat centers? 120. And very, very sincere devotees. Very simple, very surrendered, very pure in heart. Hundreds and hundreds of devotees. Niranjan Maharaj and Achyuta Priya Prabhu have together been developing this project for several decades. Today is Achyuta Priya Prabhu's birthday. And he's brought about 20 devotees from Ukraine to participate in Puri Yatra. We're so grateful to you, Prabhu. Could someone give him a microphone for he can speak his realizations? Whatever auspicious message you would like to bestow upon us. Thank you, Prabhu. Is Janmashtami Prabhu here? Does anyone see Janmashtami Prabhu? Thank you, Achyuta Priya Prabhu, for your life of unmotivated devotional service. It is now time to close the 21st annual Puna Yatra. We thank you very much.
Nithai go Haribo, Haribo, Haribo. Nitai go Haribo, 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 Haribo. Nitai go Haribo, 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 Haribo.
Shakalpatadubhyascha kripa sindubhya evacha patithanam bhavanibhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah. Ananti koti vaishnav brinda ki jai, sri harinam sankirtan ki jai, sri shri gaur nithai ki jai.